Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports Great Lakes. Good morning. Jason Lloyd in for Anthony Lima.
Good morning.
Tried to sneak in a video on Twitter. You walk it in, you cussed me. The moment you walked in the door.
Sabotage that.
You went to Kentucky. You got yourself a $1,500 gazebo for about $150.
Yes, sir.
And how long was that round trip?
12 hours.
Why would you go to Kentucky to get a gazebo?
Well, had I known that there was going to be a death on I-71 at the time I was going down.
Well, let's not mock death here.
Well, I'm not, but I'm saying I got stuck in traffic for 2 hours.
Well, that person wishes they were stuck in traffic, Jason.
But here's the weird thing. I'm just kind of assuming it was something tragic because it was at a dead stop for however long. But then when you got up there, it was nothing. Like, there was not even debris, nothing. Like, I was expecting to see cars on fire.
Well, if it took 2 hours, then there was some cleanup time.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, man. When we came back from Florida, we had the same situations where you spend an hour and a half somewhere, and it's because the barrels made it from three lanes to two.
Well, there was that, too. There was construction. I'm like, there's no way it was 500 feet of construction just caused this five-mile backup. There had to be something else. And then everybody got off.
Did you look it up?
Well, I was searching Twitter. There was really nothing on it. And then I got off at the next exit, and it was funny because everyone had been sitting there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So everyone's got to go to the bathroom.
You guys got all off the exit and talked about your experience together.
Talked about, like, how wow that was. And there was, like, rumors about, like, a life flight landing on, but no one actually saw it because we were all
making things up.
Yeah.
Did you guys make a Facebook page where you're now all friends and you share that experience?
But no, I angered
the Andrea Doria.
I infuriated everyone because I was the guy driving down the berm. I got so furious.
You drove down
the berm? Oh, I sure did. Yes, I did.
I got a gazebo again.
That's right.
Wow.
I had to be there by 6. This place closes at 6.
Imagine.
I should have been there at 3. And I was like, you know what? And I'm watching the GPS, and the time's rolling up on the GPS. Like 5:43 arrival, 5:55 arrival. I'm like, that's it. I got to go right now. So I went in the berm, driving a minivan up the berm. That was me. People honking.
I wish
people trying
would've.
To swerve over.
Oh, my gosh. I wish you would have got pulled over.
There was actually a state trooper on the other side that went up with lights going, like, on the left. But I was driving up the right.
If you would have, you'd have got pulled over by the cops. What's the emergency? I got a gazebo to buy, damn it.
I got to get a gazebo on
Jason
this auction
Lloyd.
Site.
I live at Avon Lake. I just built a new house. Do you know who I am?
I got a
gazebo. This is a hell of a deal. Sir, you can't drive on the berm. You people don't understand. What do you mean by you people? You cops, everybody, the person who died today, you people have no idea. You have no clue. This is a $1,500 gazebo that I got for $150. Let me through. I'm Jason Lloyd.
Can you imagine if I, like, blew a tire and got a ticket?
You can't do that, Mr. Lloyd. Ah, I work for the New York Times now. They bought out the company that Ken Carmen isn't allowed to say on air for whatever reason. I can buy and sell your sorry ass. I'm Jason Lloyd.
Well, thank God it didn't come to that.
You see this shirt? It's wrinkled. It cost me $1,500. I got it from an NBA superstar that I'm not allowed to tell you. I'm buying a gazebo. I'm Jason Lloyd. I'll see you in hell.
Are you done?
No, I'm not.
He had to drive to Charlotte to get the shirt.
Absolutely.
Cost $25.
Absolutely not.
11:07, I pulled
my
driver last
night. Do you have any clue who Nikola Jokic is? No, you don't, because you're a state trooper in Ohio. Let me tell you, he got me on a flight to Charlotte, North Carolina for a Charlotte Hornets game. He doesn't even play for Charlotte, but he came to town, and it was him and Brad Doherty, and we went to the town that night, and we went to a bar, and then we had a five-way around the world, and then I left and went down to Dallas, and I'm back here to get a $1,500 gazebo for $150. Get out of my way.
You just dragged Brad Doherty into my gazebo.
Brad Doherty will eventually be in your gazebo someday. I'll kiss your bare ass if Brad Doherty is never underneath your gazebo. Can he fit under? How tall is the gazebo?
Well, that's the other thing. I bought it before I measured it, before I knew if it would fit or not.
What are we doing?
But luckily it fits.
Talking about gazebos.
Luckily it fits.
Buying a gazebo, spending 12 hours in the car, and you don't even know if it.
Well, it does. Well, before I left to go get it, I
measured. Do you have any idea who Spencer Hawes is? I bet you do. Other than the weird January 6th feelings he has, he's not a bad guy. I'm Jason Lloyd. Get out of my way. Name-dropping former players.
Spencer Hawes. You had to Google that one, didn't you?
No.
Pull up the old roster.
Look at it right now. I didn't Google it.
We talk a ton of 2013 Cavs.
And we talk a ton of January 6th, too.
Oh, jeez. Somehow those two topics feel related.
2013 Cavs 2013 and January 6th?
2013 Cavs and January 6th.
You'd have no idea.
They both made me do crazy things.
Anyway, that's good to see you.
Good to be seen.
People can't see you. They can only listen to you. So,
you did post it on Twitter anyway, my introduction.
You said morning,
barging into the studio.
Morning bleepers, and I went, well, I got to delete that.
I said we could reshoot it, but no. Ken is a man of integrity.
Yeah, why would you want to reshoot it?
I don't know. It'd be easier than whatever you just went through.
It wasn't hard.
Ken said, forget the rest of the show. I'm working on this.
It's got to be fresh. I have to have your fresh reaction. You can't just go, okay, 3, 2, 1, and walk through the door. Well, not Kramer and Seinfeld. What do you think you're doing?
Well, we got
your marks.
We got plenty of time for more intros. We're going to be spending a lot of time together.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
Next week?
I'm in all week.
I don't. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
There's one day I'm not.
Oh, well.
First day of school. I can't come in first day of school.
Judas.
Can you swing over by my house and take pictures of my
with
kids
your too? Kids? Yeah, I can do that.
I had an idea. I can't say it yet because someone else is going to steal it. I can't do it. I'll tell you off the air. Right. Lyman and I had an idea, and then Lyman's wife had to have a baby, and then now we can't do it this year. We'll do it next year for first day of school. I'm not going to waste the opportunity with you. You won't do it right. You can't even walk through the door correctly. I can't trust you with what we were going to do.
Well, we'll be spending a lot of time together. Over the course of the next week. Tomorrow, I'm not in tomorrow. We got something going on tomorrow. And then next week, I'm out first day of school. I think like Tuesday.
Hey, you got to go to North Carolina and get a pergola.
I already got the pergola. No, gazebo. I mean, I'm sure there's something in North Carolina worth obtaining. Kentucky's beautiful this time of the year, though. I was there for, I was there for 45 minutes.
Kentucky's beautiful this time of year.
I was in Walton, Kentucky.
You know, most people drive down to Kentucky to go to the mini bourbon distilleries and.
Nope, I went to Big Bone Lick State Park. This factory was right next to Big Bone Lick State Park. Took a picture of it to prove it.
Good for you. So how big's the gazebo again?
10 by 12. 10 feet by 12.
And it goes over your hot tub?
Yeah.
How long have you had the hot tub?
When we moved into the house. We got it when we moved in.
When did you move in?
December.
You got the hot tub in December?
Yeah. It's the best time to go in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's nice and warm in the hot tub, but the crisp, cool air.
Yeah, we had that. We didn't have a couch right away, but we had a hot tub. We had a hot tub before a couch. Priorities.
You didn't have a couch for your house?
Well, by the time we ordered it with COVID, we had to wait.
How big
forever.
Is that house again? How many square feet is that house?
Don't worry about it.
Pretty big.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it is.
It's big enough for my family.
Yeah, New York Times money.
Shut up.
You got William Randolph Hearst across the table from me. He's got all that big time money.
Okay.
All the news that's fit to print. All the square feet that you can handle.
Hey, who was in when I was in last time? Who was? Because Anthony was not in. Whoever was in.
What?
With the whole, like, I just thought of this, with the whole parking meters thing. You know how, like, you got 8 o'clock? They didn't pay my meter. I sent you a picture. You remember this?
Yeah.
I gave them $2 with quarters. Like, it's routine around here. 8 o'clock, meters go on. Somebody goes down and pays all the meters. You tell them where you parked. I told them where I was parked. Went down there. Had a ticket. Nobody paid. Pocketed the $2, I guess.
Well, we called that tip money.
I'm going to guess that was Stu.
Who was that? I think it was Stu.
It was probably Stu.
Man, he can't beat up on Stu.
I went down there. It was like, dude.
Stu's one of your brethren now.
Yeah, Stu's a brethren now.
Oh, down the street? What do you mean, no. Brother?
I'll tell you.
Now I'm confused.
He's a journalist.
Yes,
oh, that's right. He's a big J journalist.
Top level journalist.
Stu's a big J journalist.
I don't know his name.
It's Stu. Intern Stu.
Intern Stu?
Look, yeah. The byline says Intern Stu on it.
Exactly.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Anthony, you going to pay my meter today?
I don't know.
Why don't you just park in the garage, you cheap bastard?
No. Why would I park in the garage for 2 hours?
Why don't you go
park
in Parma? It's free over there. I figured you'd probably get it that way, cheapskate.
Yeah.
I'll go pay my own meter today. Make sure that money actually makes it into
that
meter.
All that money, that you just throw them around like manhole covers, huh?
Clearly, I don't make that much if I'm driving to Kentucky to pick up a gazebo for 90% off. And here's the best
90%
part.
90% off. I mean, you think about it. It's 90% off $1,500, right?
Yeah.
But it was open box.
And that's the thing. I didn't realize this either until after I bought it. I was reading the fine print.
It's a little buyer beware.
We can't guarantee that all the pieces are here because it's an open box. It's like, well, that's probably something I should have read before.
I will drive by every day to watch the progress.
How far would you drive? How far, honestly, I'm asking you, Owen.
For a gazebo?
For, like, you're like, okay, for a
for
backyard
something
for
that
a gazebo.
I go, okay, we want this. It's a family thing.
For a $1,300 savings on something.
If I've got, you know, Jason Lloyd's money and Jason Lloyd's free time.
Here we go. I'm a hardworking man.
No, you're
not. I'm a hardworking man.
No, you're not.
I have three jobs.
You used to be a hardworking man. You gave all that up long ago.
I have three jobs.
Okay. Three part-time jobs that you barely work at.
Shh.
You do this, and I wouldn't call this right now working. I'd call this right now chewing the fat and getting through it. And then you have the other show that we certainly can't talk about. And then the other one where you haven't written anything in years, so I don't understand how that's a job.
I just
call you up and you go, all right, listen, I talked to this guy. All right? And I'll tell you this. And then he hangs up on me after 5 minutes because I have to hang up on him because he starts saying cuss words loudly and I'm picking up my kids from school.
That did
which
happen
has happened
one time.
At least three times.
One
last
time.
It happened three times in the spring. I go, all right, I got to hang up on you. My son's teacher's here and you're yelling the F word as loud as you can.
Ken was gasping and wheezing. I got to go.
I got to go.
There's
and
teachers.
He just kept talking about NFL owners and how they didn't want any of this out there. He just kept going and dropping F-bombs.
Was that what it was? I don't remember what we
were
talking about.
Yes. You were talking. All right, dump what I'm not allowed to say. Here we go. He was at the NFL owners meetings. He was talking about not Cleveland owners, and he's talking about owners, and he just kept cussing. Jason just kept cussing. And in your truck, in my truck, it's loud. So it's like, and the windows are open, and there's other people in line, and he's talking to, like, he's naming specific names. So anybody in line who knew anything about sports is hearing specific information about owners. I'm like, I gotta hang up. You cannot be yelling this. And he just kept going. It was like he knew I had to hang up, and he just wanted to make it as awkward as he possibly could. And the one girl came up, and she has to check because I'm not usually the one who picks them up.
I've been through.
She had to check IDs. And so I'm trying to show her my IDs, and Jason is saying F this and F that. I'm trying to turn him down, and it was awkward, and I just had to hang up. I almost turned the truck off and walked away. That's how awkward it was. None of that's untrue. It's all true.
It's all true, but you also didn't tell me that you were in the school pickup line until it was too late. You could have given me a little bit of warning.
I assumed you knew. I didn't know we were going to talk for 45 minutes because by the time the line started moving, because I got to get there, I don't know why I have to get there so early. Like, they get out of school, and I'm like an hour early. And it's like, well, you got to get a good spot.
Well, at my kid's old school, you had to get there 30 minutes early, or you sat on Lake Road.
Out on the
street.
It's
supposed to be 35, but people go 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Audubon.
Same thing at Westview. Traffic, it leaks all the way out onto Moore Road. But that's a little different than Lake Road.
Then we move five houses away from where they go to school now, and I don't see them. They walk into the house and tell me I'm home.
If I had to go, if I had to get a big piece of furniture, I guess I don't know, Kentucky, that's a tough
It's only four hours.
Columbus is probably my
It was only supposed to be 4 hours. Man,
I'd go to Pennsylvania. I'd go to Especially Indiana.
Okay, that's 4 hours.
I'm saying, for whatever reason to me, Kentucky just seems to be just a miserable
71
trip.
Is like a gunshot wound to the head. It's an awful drive down 71.
That's interesting.
It's awful.
You just say, like, next to the head, like, oh, my ears are ringing. You have to say to the head.
That's what it feels like.
Well, your drive is not going to be the first priority. Anyway, I would probably, West Virginia. Would I go to West Virginia to pick up? I'm not sure.
It's not that far. 4 hours.
I go to Michigan. I have no problem going.
But then I hit rush hour traffic because of the accident. Then I hit rush hour traffic in Cincinnati. So
I will tell you, we had the opportunity to get kitchen cabinets at deep discounts out near Youngstown somewhere. My wife was like, we're not doing that.
Oh, I would
totally do that. We're not spending a Saturday to do that.
I drove to Detroit for dogs that I didn't even get.
What?
Yeah. You know that
stuff. And that's why you live in the neighborhood in Avon Lake that you live in, and I live in the neighborhood that I live in.
Because I drove to Detroit for dogs that I didn't get?
The opulence of it all.
So you could qualify for North Solon over there, Jason.
Congratulations on all your success.
I don't even know what North Solon. I'm a West Sider.
We doing about last night now?
Don't go that far.
We got to do something other than this.
About last night, coming up next, Josh Cribbs, 720. And are we officially on Deshaun Watch again? Is that how this is all going to work? We're officially on Deshaun Watson watch again. We're hearing that Peter C. Harvey could be close to his decision, or they could be very close to a settlement. That all coming up at 6:40 live on The Fan. Another win.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the Gardos last night, it didn't look good for a moment. People were bitching and moaning on social media, but a rally in the eighth inning took the Gardos to another win over the Detroit Tigers, and the Gardos still holding on to the AL Central. An 8-4 win over to the Detroit Tigers. They are still one game ahead of the Minnesota Twins. Here's Tito Francona on the eighth inning rally last night after Tuesday's issues.
I don't think it can happen if you are just playing it out. I really don't. It's still an awfully difficult game to win. Seems like sometimes it's hard for us to win. It's better than losing. I know me and the coaches, we appreciate it. They keep playing. That's a really good characteristic.
Tito Francona, thoughts?
I love this team. This is a great team. They're fun.
Are you doing champions pose yet? You said they were going to be good. You said this year's team was going to be good. People were looking at 2023. You were the one. Jason was the – I think you were the only one. Maybe you and maybe Terry Pluto.
And I even kind of backed off that when – because I thought they were going to make more moves. I was kind of baking
that
in the fact
that – was a surprise
that,
I thought of you about that too when you were like, well, there's 11 spots that they can make up when it comes to roster moves, and they didn't do any of that.
They didn't do any of that. And we actually talked to Chris Antonetti about that when I was in on Afternoon Drive a couple days ago. But, yeah, they're better – I mean, I thought they'd be – I can't take full credit because I thought when the season started, I thought they'd be right around 500, a little bit above 500. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the division they're in helps. Any other division in the American League, they're double-digit games out of first. So being in this division helps. But, hey, man, you take it and run with it. No one's going to complain about that.
63-55 are your Cleveland Guardians, and I think you're right. They'll take it and run with it. They start a series with the White Sox coming
huge
up tomorrow.
Series. Huge series.
At 7-10.
It's August, but, I mean, two games out. Chicago's two games out. Minnesota's playing well. They're right there.
I don't like Tony La Russa.
Who does?
I don't think anybody.
I tried to defend him at first because I thought, like, everyone's just making fun of the old guy. And it was just kind of rubbing me the wrong way, but it's to the point where it's time to move on. They can't bring him back next year.
I mean, they are. Well, he's getting, I mean, gosh, he's what, 77?
Yeah, if
he's
not getting, older.
He's got to be.
They have.
He can't be 80.
They have the most talented roster in the division, and it's not close. And they've underachieved, and they've had a ton of injuries. But
he's 77 years old.
Yeah, this is 2 years in a row that they've really underachieved. I would be shocked if they bring him back.
Can't anybody else understand it's how weird it is to see a 77-year-old man in a baseball uniform? But he looks younger in a baseball uniform. Like, if you were to put a pair of slacks on him and, like, old white tennis shoes and, like, a polo, he'd look very old.
Yeah.
But in a baseball uniform, I guess he kind of looks younger. He looks crazier, though.
Baseball uniform probably makes everyone look younger.
Because you look like a child. Everybody looks like a child. And he actually wears the uniform.
Let's put him in footy PJs. Like, he'll look like he's 24.
How many times does Tito actually wear the uniform underneath?
I don't think so, no.
Because he just wears, like, yeah, I think he's just wearing the pants and that's it.
Yeah.
He always wears that the same sweater that I wear in at least once a week. He has that same thing. Yep. It's so comfortable. It's the most comfortable thing I own.
I get why
he wears it.
Man, I don't blame him at all. You won't be comfortable. You won't be wearing that stuff. Yeah, but Gardo's won last night 8-4.
So is it officially Gardo's? Is that it?
I was trying not to draw attention to it.
I'm really proud of you. You said it 15 times.
Because I got so many people who are saying, just call him the Gardo's. You like calling him the Gardo's? Just call him the Gardo's. And I said, I sent an email back to a listener yesterday. I go, listen, I'm going to try to quietly just say Gardo's, and it's going to be no big deal. And then you brought attention to it.
That's what I do. Just come in the door screaming and hollering, Gardo's.
You're a real watchdog on what we call the Guardians.
I don't like G-Men at all. I don't like that. Nobody does, except for one guy,
and he won't stop.
Yeah, I hate that. I there's nothing I love. There's nothing I love yet.
That's for the story of your life. You do love a deep discount in Kentucky.
I have been married for 14 years.
Yeah, that's arguable whether or not you love that. All right, NBA schedule was released yesterday. Cavs, 9 primetime games. They start October 19th at Toronto. 9 primetime games. Have the Cavaliers arrived?
Well, certainly people are taking notice, and they should. It was more than I thought they were going to get. I was surprised that the number was that high. I think 2 TNT games.
Believe so.
And I think 5 ESPN. I think they're counting some NBA TV games in there, which aren't really feel like the
same thing. Sub question here. Because of the flirtation with LIV Golf, is there like, I think that the reaction, the viewership has always been strong to inside the NBA.
Yeah.
But like, is there like a, well, you better appreciate what you have while you have it, because this isn't going to be forever. Because without Charles and Shaq, like, no offense to Kenny Smith, but
it's not the same.
Exactly.
And Shaq fit better than I thought. When Shaq first went on there, I was like, oh, he's going to ruin it. This is awful. What's he doing on there? And he's actually brought it to another level.
My wife got me a bunch of new shirts, and I have 2 polos from the Shaquille O'Neal collection.
But just say, I was at that store where they sell those.
Yeah?
And I saw them. I go, I might get one of these. And I go, no, Ken's definitely going to have
it. So I'll be the guinea pig. Because I go, I saw it when I got home the other day, and I go, is there anything this guy won't put his name on?
No.
And then I put on the shirt, and I go, this is a pretty comfortable shirt. And then I ruined it because I went to take it back off, and I got all my makeup off on the collar of it. So I was like, well, I gotta get it dry clean. Bye-bye.
Is it made for portly men?
Yeah.
Is that the line?
What are you trying to say?
That you're portly.
I don't think Anthony Lima is going to wear the Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, probably not.
No. I mean, he can.
He's wearing the Anthony Hardaway collection.
I wanted to do a gag one time where we had Andy Roth wear one of my shirts in and, like, tuck it in.
And you'd wear it
to
work.
No, he'd just wear it to work, and I want to see if anybody would have the stones to say, like, why are you wearing such a big shirt to their own boss? I just think that would be a fun gag. Aaron Rodgers, he ripped his wide receivers. We'll talk about that later. LeBron, a 2-year extension.
Yep.
Finishing it in L.A.?
Sure,
is that how it's going?
Sure looks that way. It was curious to me. I mentioned
What a sad state of affairs.
It was
what a sad ass state.
I was a little surprised he didn't get a no trade clause, and I'm just like, I didn't read much about it because I was driving to Kentucky, but it looked like he had a trade kicker in his contract and not a no trade clause. I think he's finishing there.
Are they going to be able to get him players?
I don't know if Rich Paul can pull another mobster takeover, possibly. It sure looks like he's just going to ride out his career in L.A.
That's just sad. You know what? Later on, 7:45, I got to rant about that because that to me, that's pathetic. You have officially lost that stat. Like the MJ LeBron thing, that's totally gone. I don't want to hear any of it anymore. I'm serious. It's just so sad and pathetic. If they go out as a 40-win team every year and that's it, that's terrible. Absolutely terrible. And that is about last night. Coming up next, we're calling for deadlines. Everybody says, when's Peter going to set a deadline? Well, there may be one we don't even know about yet. Ken Carmen, Jason Lloyd, in for the Tone Master General, live on The Fan.
You know, I think the three components could be in play.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Where it's a certain number of games, it's a willingness to take on a fine, and it's a willingness to agree to a treatment plan. I think what's left is for the sides to agree to what just what those numbers are going to be and what the time's going to be and all of that. And I can't say for sure that they're going to reach a settlement, but it certainly feels like there's a chance.
That's Albert Breer yesterday on Afternoon Drive. You got to hear it live, 5:20 every Wednesday, unless we specify otherwise. You can hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. He was on with Nick and everybody yesterday. Said there's likely to be a settlement here. Boy, things have really changed. Why has this changed? Now, I made jokes about you being at the NFL owners' meetings and cussing while I was picking on my kids. But when the first roundabout of hearings happened with Sue Robinson, it's the NFL's going to nail them to the wall. And then there, you hear a couple of reports like, a settlement. If both sides would agree with each other, and then there wasn't, and she said six games, the NFL was beside themselves. And now they made it sound like over the last few weeks that they're just going to nail him to the wall. He's never going to play this year. This is going to be horrific for Deshaun Watson. And now here we are 2.5 weeks later here, Jason, it's like, well, there could be a settlement here. They're both sides are talking about a settlement. Why is that?
Personally, my opinion, I think both sides just want resolution and want this to be over. And if the NFL pulls the death penalty, so to speak, and gives them a year, they could come back and sue. Whereas if you settle, that's finally there's some finality to it. And I just think both sides could hopefully come to a deal that they could live with. And there's so much unknown about this, Ken. Like, we were joking before the show, like half joking but half serious. This is unprecedented waters for everybody. So if he's out a year, a small example, if he's out the year, can he play in a preseason game? I don't know. What's the answer?
I don't know.
There's a difference in being suspended a year and being suspended indefinitely.
In the indefinite suspension mean he's out for the
means
preseason
he can't play.
Too?
Yeah. Yeah. But if he's out for the year, can he play? I don't know. How many games does under the old CBA, it was 6 games that he could, you have to play 6 games in order for your contract to count. What is it now? I don't know. Does anybody know?
I have no idea.
No one's talked about it. I don't know if anyone knows
the
answer.
I got a weird cryptic text from a writer on Sunday while I was coaching a flag football game, and it was about the CBA and how, and I go, I have no idea. We asked Florio about it yesterday. He kind of provided some clarity on it. People can hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. He provided a little bit of clarity on it, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think anybody is. And that's, if you settle, if there's a settlement, you can lay all this out and you can come to terms on all of this stuff in terms of, does his contract count this year? In terms of, when does the clock start running on his contract? Mm-hmm. What's his cap number this year versus next year? It's all these things that there's like, there just seems to be some ambiguity over depending on how long the suspension is. So if you come up with a number, then you can also come up with what that means in terms of cap sheets and everything else. So for those reasons, it makes sense to settle if the NFL – because, listen, when the report came out last week, I think it was last week, with the Associated Press that Deshaun's willing to take 8 games, that felt like a desperate plea from him to start negotiating publicly. And then the scripted – whatever you want to call it, apology, was another step, another show of concession from his side.
You weren't happy with that, huh?
It's not that I wasn't happy with it. It just felt scripted. Did it not?
Isn't every apology that's public scripted?
Well, this one, just because it wasn't a press conference. It was protected. It was 3 questions. It seemed like there was parameters over what could be asked. And
well, you always want to control your own message.
Well, sure.
Because you don't want to be, because well, there's still one civil case that's
absolutely
outstanding.
Yes.
And I'm not blaming him
for it. I'm just saying.
I do, because, you know, Didi caught hell over it. We had a Didi on Monday.
I thought she handled it very well.
I thought she did really well. And because we're friends with a Didi, I become a little bit defensive over it, because I'm going, hey, you want to control your message. There's questions you can't answer, and you can't do it in a press conference setting yet. I'm sure he will at some point, but there's questions that you can't answer yet because you simply can't answer them. You don't want to look even worse. You don't want to go out there trying to make some amends and then look worse in the long run.
Which
so you
happened.
I don't think so. You can be
no,
critical
I was just saying
of
it's what
the
happened at his first press conference.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's fair. You can be critical of the situation and how it went down, but it's like, well, it's a public apology. Every public apology is going to be scripted in some fashion.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, this is not a knock on her at all, on Aditi at all.
I understand.
I thought she handled it really well under the circumstances. There's only so much you can do when it's the Browns network, more or less. It's, you know, state media to an extent, and she did the best she could under those parameters.
Someone's been hanging out with Zach Jackson too much. Aaron Wilson, Pro Football Network, was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. He also mentioned a settlement.
I think it's more likely there'll be a settlement, and reason why, both sides are motivated, and it's gotten to a point now where they've held enough talks that, you know, they've got firm understandings of what the other side is looking for, and this is remaining active today, yesterday, the day before. So they've been working on this, and I think when you have those kind of conversations and there's some progress being made, eventually you have a deal. But obviously, you know, until you have one, you don't have anything, and I don't think that Peter C. Harvey will jump the gun. I think that some back channel way he knows that these talks exist and that he would prefer for there to be a resolution.
And this is what's so odd to me is now Aaron Wilson is from Pro Football Network. Now I see this tweet from Dove Kleinman, I hope I'm saying that name right, over the weekend, that said sources had told Pro Football Network, league sources that said the year suspension is in a bag, is in the bag. So who are we telling? What are we saying? Who are we telling the right people here if we're the NFL? Because I go from a year suspension is in the bag, quote unquote, back on Sunday to, well, there could be a nice settlement here between the two sides. If you're going to tell somebody, why would you tell no offense to Pro Football Network, but it's like, I didn't see that from, and maybe it's there. I didn't see it from Schefter or Charles Robinson or anything else. I didn't see those things.
Well, if first of all, there's more than one or two people talking. Like, everyone talks to a lot of different people. But there's only a certain number of people that I would trust in this instance. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea who Kleiman is talking to. I saw that tweet, too. I have no idea who he's talking to. I got a pretty good idea who Aaron Wilson's talking to.
Uh-oh.
And I trust his
mic's
information.
Off? We turn mics off? Are you going to tell me?
Yeah, I can tell you.
3, 2, 1. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So, and Aaron came from, he covered the Texans.
It's true.
So, I know who Aaron's talking to, and I think it's pretty sound coming from him. And that's not to disparage this climate, dude. I just don't know him, and I don't know who he's talking to.
So what is the settlement, do you think?
I have no idea. Probably in the 10 to 12, I would think. And again, that kind of – so here we go again. What does that do to the cap number? What does that do to Deshaun's cap number for next year? Because that's what I'm looking at. What's his cap number next year? Because if it's 12 games,
isn't it 56 million,
as of now, it's 55 million. But if the contract tolls, the word everyone likes to use, if the contract tolls, if it only counts, if this year becomes next year and he's only a $10 million hit on the cap, then the cap doesn't become as much of a concern. And you can go have the Jimmy G conversation if he's out 12 games. But if
he's out 10 games, I'd have the Jimmy G conversation.
Well, here's the thing. They've got what, 40 million in cap space or whatever that they're trying to roll over to next year, next year's cap. He's going to eat up a lot of that. Now, can you renegotiate with him? Can you bring that number down? Yeah, possibly. But I'm just saying, if Deshaun's $10 million on the cap next year, you can have the Jimmy G conversation a lot more freely than you can if his number is $55 million.
I heard this by Peterlin yesterday. He didn't necessarily disagree. I'm not hesitant with San Francisco. I'm very cautious around San Francisco in the terms of getting your hopes up. Like, if we find out today or tomorrow, say it's 12 games, I think immediately people are going to start pounding our phones saying, well, you got to go get Jimmy here.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep this thing afloat. We got to be above 500 as we get set to bring in Deshaun Watson coming up in week 13. Okay, that's fine. But I'm hesitant to throw all my chips in there because I just don't trust Kyle Shanahan because his history with the Cleveland Browns isn't good. And then for Jimmy Garoppolo, for Garoppolo himself, like, could there be, and there's been different reports that have come out where Jimmy doesn't really get along with the coaches, and some of that stuff I think is histrionics putting the mouth on him because there are questions about whether or not they're making the right decision with Trey Lance. However, if you break it down to just Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo, Shanahan has a history with the Browns, not a good one. Garoppolo is in San Francisco, and then he came from a place with a man who does not have a good history with the Browns and has done things basically out of spite that people would say to take advantage of the Browns or to not give them good players in a trade or even with the Jimmy Garoppolo just calling up San Francisco and moving on without even calling the Browns, like that type of thing. So you come from a place where people don't necessarily care for the organization. It makes me wonder, I don't think I would cut off my own nose despite my face if I got a good deal from Cleveland. But I'd just be a little bit worried. They go, yeah, thanks and no thanks because you're Cleveland. Like, it gives me a little bit of pause just for a moment.
But Jimmy is Jimmy. That has nothing. You mean Kyle would poison the well with Jimmy in terms of where he's going?
Like, I wonder what they would do because I know they don't want to just release him and send him to Seattle or something like that. But would they have a conversation and go, we don't want to pay you $26 million. Can we do something different with your money to keep you here? Behind Trey Lance, I know that that's an ask. But they could go, well, we could always just send you to Cleveland. And Jimmy Garoppolo's been in the league, what, 9 years? You've been indoctrinated to know you don't think very highly of Cleveland.
Okay, fine, fair. But this is a perfect spot for Jimmy. This is a perfect spot.
It is 100% a perfect spot. He could come here. He could pad his stats.
For 1 year.
He could get a good football team around him. He could win games. He could do very, very well here for 1 year. And really not even a full year. We're talking 10 to 12 games.
I think he'd be very motivated to come here. I've never had one conversation with him or his agent. But if I were him.
I would think. But the history with everything, where he's been, where Shanahan's been, it just, It just wouldn't surprise me if they wanted to find a different suitor, if they wanted to wait and see if anything else happens. Like, we dodged a bullet with the Zach Wilson injury. If Zach Wilson's injury was more serious, it's like, that's a done deal. That's a done deal to me.
Yeah, he's going to New York.
216-578-0092, 720. We got Josh Cribbs joining us. We'll take you guys. 216-578-0092. This and, no, I'm not going to play him Sunday. Ken Carmen, Jason Lloyd, in for Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.